When Daniel Goleman's work on emotional intelligence emerged in the 1990s, it revolutionized our understanding of success. While IQ has dominated educational conversations for generations, research consistently shows that emotional intelligence, not cognitive ability, better predicts life satisfaction, relationship quality, and career achievement. Emotional intelligence encompasses skills that allow children to understand and leverage emotions for better self-awareness, confidence, relationships, and decision-making. Unlike IQ, which becomes relatively fixed by adolescence, emotional intelligence continues developing throughout life, peaking in our 50s or 60s. Teaching these skills early creates abilities that strengthen with practice and remain accessible during challenges, making them perhaps the most valuable gift parents can offer their children. Emotional self-awareness means understanding what triggers emotions, their impact, and how to use them effectively. When children identify emotions and forward them to their reasoning brain, they respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Consider 6-year-old Juan facing bullying. He might feel mad, embarrassed, scared, or sad. Parents should help him identify which emotion is triggered rather than telling him how to feel. Understanding emotional triggers empowers children to potentially change their reactions. Parents must model this by identifying their own emotions precisely, using specific terms like frustrated or nervous instead of vague words like upset. Healthy self-regard enables children to master challenges, learn from experiences, identify improvement areas, and approach new situations confidently. This prepares them to navigate life independently when parents aren't present. Building self-esteem isn't about indiscriminate praise. Empty compliments like, "You're a terrific artist," when the child knows otherwise, actually undermine self-acceptance. Instead, use descriptive language. "You worked on that math problem for 20 minutes. Develop self-awareness better than "You did a great job." Self-confidence grows naturally through genuine accomplishment. Focus on describing specific behaviors that led to success, helping children understand and repeat effective actions. Self-actualization applies to children of all ages. It involves pursuing activities they love, setting appropriate goals, and finding joy in these pursuits. When children express love for painting, want to help homeless pets, or aspire to excel at gymnastics, they're seeking meaning and fulfillment through activities they enjoy. Consider 7-year-old Matthew, a non-swimmer who wanted to join his neighborhood swim team. Despite his fear of water in his face, he dog-paddled 25 yards during tryouts through sheer determination. His parents supported his self-chosen goal by paying the team fee and providing transportation. Matthew improved over time, eventually earning a college swimming scholarship, learning discipline, priorities, and perseverance by pursuing his own passion rather than being forced into the activity. Children's activities generally fall into 3 categories: mutually chosen, parent initiates, child embraces, parent chosen, forced participation, or child chosen, child initiates, parent supports. Matthew's swimming represents the ideal child-chosen model. When parents listen carefully, children provide their own developmental roadmap through emerging interests. Even if you don't personally enjoy your child's chosen activity, your support matters tremendously and demonstrates important values. Phrases like "big boys don't cry" don't create stronger children. They undermine authenticity and connection. Humans experience multiple emotions daily that inevitably surface through behavior. Learning to express emotions honestly and appropriately is healthier than suppression. Teaching emotional expression requires guidance. Children learn emotional vocabulary through labeling and modeling. Parents should name emotions, even for infants who can't speak, but can begin associating words with feelings. Teach children to use I messages: "I feel emotion because reason," for clear communication without drama. Finding the balance between overprotection and excessive expectations is challenging. Children signal their readiness for independence, beginning with the "no" and "do it myself" of toddlerhood. Rather than the terrible twos, see this as the terrific twos, a crucial stage where children establish autonomy. Parents must overcome their fears about risks, accept that children can make some decisions independently, and allow autonomy even when inconvenient. When toddlers protest about clothing, they're developing their sense of self. Instead of power struggles, offer limited choices between acceptable options. As children grow, their independence should expand accordingly. Assertiveness means standing up for yourself verbally without force, intimidation, or manipulation. It enables teenagers to say no to exploitation, resist harmful peer behaviors, participate in class discussions confidently, and defend against bullying. Some parents fear assertiveness contradicts respect for authority, but appropriate assertiveness isn't rude. It's about self-advocacy, expressing opinions, and seeking explanations. Children need clarity about when assertiveness is appropriate, especially when they must protect themselves from inappropriate behavior by authority figures or resist peer pressure. Children learn assertiveness by observing their parents. When parents avoid questioning authority or standing up for themselves, children adopt passivity. Help them recognize situations requiring assertiveness and teach them to use I messages, like, "I'm uncomfortable sharing my homework because the teacher said to do it ourselves," or simply, "No, I'm not willing to share my homework." Interpersonal relationships are often natural for children, whether playing with friends, cuddling with parents, or caring for classroom pets. However, specific skills must be learned to help children intentionally develop relationships throughout life. Four fundamental skills form the foundation of strong relationships: reading social cues, mastering conversation levels, responding to emotional bids, and handling conflict effectively. Children need to learn how to scan social environments for appropriate entry points into interactions and recognize emotional bids, attempts others make to connect. When someone reaches out, a child can accept the invitation, ignore it, or respond inappropriately. Only acceptance builds lasting relationships. Remember that shyness is an inborn temperament trait, causing physiological flooding, intense stress reactions when shy children face new situations or people. This physical response makes clear thinking difficult and drives them to seek comfort through clinging or withdrawal. Parents need patience rather than embarrassment when their child doesn't immediately join activities like others. Emotional intelligence transforms how children navigate their world, from self-centered reactions to thoughtful responses that consider both their needs and others. When children develop these skills, they gain the ability to understand themselves, connect meaningfully with others, and contribute positively to their communities. The journey begins with self-awareness, but culminates in empathy and social responsibility, moving from me to we. Children with strong emotional intelligence stand up for themselves while respecting others, pursue meaningful goals with passion, and build relationships that sustain them through life's challenges. As parents, our greatest gift isn't protecting children from every difficulty, but equipping them with the emotional tools to handle whatever life brings. By nurturing these skills from early childhood, we're not just raising happier kids, we're cultivating the next generation of emotionally intelligent adults who will create more compassionate communities and a more connected world. The investment we make in developing these abilities today will continue paying dividends throughout their lives, long after academic achievements have faded from memory.